Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Nice to see a little bit of sunshine for now.
It is nice to see it. Let's see how long it lasts today.
Exactly. Was it a little damp for high school graduation last night?
It was. We had the forecast was way off. They originally said after 2 everything would be fine, but we had another shower right at 5:30. But once the program started, we had a couple hours of free from rain. It worked out well. The kids did a great job. He's one of the biggest crowds I've seen at the stadium. The places, the home stands were packed. People were all around the fence. Because there were about 400 graduates. So, big night, real big night.
What is your kind of sage advice to the class of 2023 this year, Mayor?
You know what? They'll remember the night. They won't remember anything anybody says. I try to keep it brief, and I just suggested that they find their passion, they work hard, and they be kind. It's life. We overcomplicate life sometimes, and I think that we got to get back to some basics.
Of course, this class spent a majority of their learning through the pandemic, so I'm sure that had an impact on them as well.
Oh, sure, Dan. The beauty is they finished strong. They finished with some normalcy, whereas a couple of classes prior, they didn't enjoy that. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great night, as I say publicly. As chair of the school committee, and I know my colleagues agree with me in the school committee. That's what what we do day in, day out as a school system, everything comes to fruition the night of graduation. That's a special night. And not just in the high school years, but you think about when a lot of these kids started with us in kindergarten, and every staff member, teacher, traffic supervisor, lunch matron, security guard, custodian, guidance counselor, nurses, every one of them, secretaries, contribute to the success of each of these kids. It's a great school system. It's like a big family. So it's a real, real celebration when we see these kids moving on.
Yeah,
we had 11 last night committed to the military.
Oh, wow.
And boy, a number of great schools these kids are going off to. So they're getting the tools they need from Quincy Public Schools, that's for sure.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure you'll agree that, you carry those memories with those relationships that you make in the grade school years all through your life.
Indeed. You know, it's funny. There's some people you run into the rest of your life, those that hang around Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's others that you never see again. I mean, I know some kids in high school that, they moved out somewhere, and they haven't been to a reunion. You never see them again. So it's interesting.
Yeah. This day and age, of course, with electronic communications, it's much easier to stay in touch than it was back then.
Yeah, certainly to connect, and for sure, no question. That was one of the positive things about the social media stuff. There's plenty of negative, but that certainly was one of the positive.
Yes, if it's used correctly, absolutely. decision about where North will be held yet?
No, I think the superintendent will make that decision by the middle of the day.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Certainly, either way, we want to remind folks that you'll be able to watch it live right here on QATV. We're happy to bring that to folks. The other big news, I guess, this week, Mayor, is the appointment of a new police chief.
Yes, we had, as you know, we had an assessment center, which was sanctioned by civil service. There were 4 individuals interviewed from Quincy Police Department, and the suggestion, it's more than that. Actually, they do grade them. There's a number of process pieces to the assessment center. But essentially, Lieutenant Mark Kennedy came out on top, and I'll be appointing Mark. Subsequent to Chief Keenan's retirement, this gives him a couple of weeks to work with Chief Keenan on the transition. Mark's been head of the operations unit. He's actually, in addition to being a police officer, he is a lawyer. He's well respected in the department. He's done a nice job over the years in his various capacities serving. And I'm thrilled for him, his family, and the department. I think it'll be a nice transition from the style of Chief Keenan into the style of Mark Kennedy.
Has Chief Keenan announced his last day on the job?
Yes, June 22nd.
Okay, and it'll be a big celebration for him, I'm assuming?
Yes, indeed, yep. And, of course, the following day, June 23rd, is when we'll swear in the new chief. That'll be a big day for his family as well. Yes, we're honoring the chief at Flag Day as well, Chief Keenan, so He'll be the Grand Marshal in this year's parade. So I think his grandkids are going to join him on a float. So
very nice, very nice. Yeah, of course, that leads right into the next big story of the week is the Flag Day Parade this Saturday night.
Saturday night, I'm looking at the long range. Boy, oh boy, this weather pattern's been tough on everything. But we got our fingers crossed. You know, everything is lined up beautifully. We got a full parade. We've got the howitzers, the cranes raising the flag, and of course the fireworks display, which Dan Quirk is largely responsible for. And, you know, we got a good night plan, so hopefully the weather will be with us.
Yeah, of course, honoring Michelle Stenberg as well with the Coke Youth Service Award.
Yeah, she's given her heart and soul to the kids at youth hockey for a long time, as well as youth soccer. She coached youth soccer for 10 years as well, so great lady, great lady. So good choice.
And I'm told there's going to be a replica of a Vietnam-era Huey helicopter in the parade.
I'm told that as well. I haven't seen it, but I'll see it for the first time. as you know, it's a nice combination. I think there's 9 or 10 bands. There's some great honor guards and specialty units and different items like this one. This will be a first for us. But we've had some of those private tanks and private military vehicles that were purchased or remade to look like military vehicles. So there's all kinds of cool stuff in the parade. I think the kids enjoy it, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Is the renovations at Pageant Field complete?
Well, they will be by Friday.
Mr. Murphy and his crew are scrambling, I'm sure.
They're all working hard up there. It's really a beautiful, beautiful. That is the gem of our park system. There's no question about it. Yeah. We've got some great places, but certainly. But in addition to its location, the water views and all, it has great utility. And there's so many different sporting events and civic events that are held at Pageant Field. So it was time for a facelift. The last time it had one, I was the park commissioner, and it was, about 25 years ago. So it was time, and it's really looking spectacular. And we're planting several hundred shrubs and trees and creating a new walkway around the field for people to enjoy, about a half mile long. You know, new pavilion, new flagpole, the restroom building's been rehabbed. Just a combination of things that were done. We moved the diamond, the softball diamond that was up there, but it really looks tremendous. And in fact, I've been up there a number of times checking in, and I've run into people, and some of them were very negative at the start. Now they're blown away, and they think it's just tremendous. So that happens frequently with projects, Joe, you know, until you get to the end point. Some people don't appreciate it, but it really looks spectacular. I think the Charles Francis Adams would be very, very happy, as he was the person who gave us that park.
And some improvements to the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, I know, and some money in next year's budget for some programming.
Yep, doing some work there. We have the Park Department, Department of Natural Resources, the Park Division, is working with some folks that had raised concerns, and we'll see what happens with the programming. I'm hopeful that it takes on some a life of its own, if you will, and people enjoy it. But we'll see what happens in that regard. I'm hopeful. Some improvements are being made for that. And, of course, Marymount Parkway itself has been completely rehabbed and rebuilding. The slope has been rebuilt, but there's also a number of shrubs and trees planted along the slope, which is going to be spectacular as they fill in, because there'll be spring color, there'll be fall color, and everything in between with the plantings on that slope. I think people are really going to love it.
It's a great community asset, it really is. It's so accessible, I think, is the best aspect of Pageant Field. Just drive up there, park, and get out, and you're there. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
And then, Mayor, it doesn't stop on Saturday. There's a big celebration Sunday for the Coke Club.
Yes. So this past May, Coke Club turned 75. My father would have been 100. He started the club when he was 25 years old. And over the years, I've run into a lot of folks that were in the Coke Club, and they all often said, you know, why don't you have a reunion? You know. So we, you know, in consultation with my family and siblings and other friends, we decided to do that. So, you know, we're looking at noon to 4 on Sunday at Pageant. Mm-hmm. Anyone that was in the Coke Club, and in fact, we still have kids in the Coke Club now. We sponsor teams in the Youth Baseball League. Hmm. You know, they're welcome to come out. We'll be having a cookout. We'll be giving out old vintage style Coke Club T-shirts. And We have a DJ. We got the bouncy house for the kids. should be a great day. And just to celebrate and remember some of the incredible folks that helped my father. I mean, there were dozens and dozens of people that just gave so much of their time for the benefit of our kids. And we should celebrate more. You know, there's so much negativity in the world. It's we should take these moments and take pause and celebrate. So looking forward to Sunday. And anyone out there that grew up in Quincy, was in the Coke Club, come on up and join us.
The weather looks great on Sunday, actually, so that's good news, at least.
Well, the weather looked great for Saturday yesterday, too, but now you're looking at this morning, Kane.
That's
so
true.
We're praying for good weather for both days.
Yes, so we need Mother Ola to bring in here and get some good weather for us.
I'm going to call her this morning.
Finally, Mayor, can we talk about the city's very first community liaison in your office?
Yes, as you know, it's been discussed for a couple of years. We had a commission that was put together a few years ago to kind of look at things internally and how could we, in my view, make things a little better for newcomers. And we settled on a community liaison position. As you know, I was pretty vocal that I was not nearly as concerned about some issues as, but the city council, you know, made this a priority. So in respect to them, we have gone forward with it. We budgeted. As you know, we had trouble finding somebody, but we have found somebody. I had somebody visit me a few weeks ago and expressed interest in it. We had great conversation. Actually, we had a couple of interviews, and also was interviewed with some of my staff. And so Damian Otuar is the gentleman. He's got two kids in our school system. He's been here for about 20 years, I believe. I think he came directly here. An immigrant, well-spoken, got a great background, a lot of positive energy. I think he'll be an asset in the goal here. And, you know, it's a new position. There's no such job description. We'll develop that as we go along. Obviously, his initial, you know, task will be to get out and meet people. We've got a big community. We've got a lot of great departments. We've got a lot of great nonprofits that do a lot of different work. And we certainly don't want to reinvent the wheel. At the same time, we want to complement what's going on, maybe bring some of those folks together in making sure we're providing the best in services for our newcomers. So look forward to his tenure with us.
Very good. Lots going on, Mayor.
Sure is. It sure is, especially probably, this month.
Yes, probably one of the busiest months of the year, I would guess.
Indeed.
Good to talk to you, as always. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.